This morning is, by some accounts, the coldest the Triangle has seen in more than 2 years, and snow is potentially on tap for the weekend as well. The winter cold has already turned deadly in our community. In Carrboro last Thursday night, a homeless man died while sleeping in the parking garage at the IFC building on Main Street. IFC President Jackie Jenks confirmed that to 97.9 The Hill, saying she knew the man and his death was deeply sad, direct quote. The IFC has been dealing with a COVID outbreak at its community house men's shelter that is limiting its ability to house residents, and Jenks says the shelter does not have enough room for everyone who needs it, even in the best of times. The IFC and other agencies are currently working with local hotels to find housing for as many residents as possible who can't get into the shelter. More on that on our website, chapelboro.com. Chapel Hill police reported another collision involving a pedestrian yesterday, shortly before 11 a.m. at the intersection of MLK and Estes Drive. This coming on the heels of a demonstration just a few days ago calling for safety measures to protect pedestrians along Estes Drive after another accident on New Year's Eve that seriously injured two people. Police say the pedestrian in this case was using a marked crosswalk to cross Estes Drive when they were struck by a driver turning left off MLK. The driver was 46-year-old Jason Ward of Eflin. He's been charged with failure to yield. The pedestrian was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. In Raleigh, a panel of judges has upheld the new legislative district lines drawn last year by Republican lawmakers. A lawsuit had claimed that Republicans deliberately drew the district lines to benefit GOP candidates at the expense of Democratic voters and black voters in particular, but the judges said the partisan lean was not enough to make the maps illegal. The case is not over, though. Plaintiffs will appeal now to the state Supreme Court. Turning now to COVID-19, where national health experts are reporting some positive news. The Omicron-fueled spike in cases is beginning to wane across the U.S., but hospitals are still overwhelmed with an influx of patients, now up to 3,991 in North Carolina. That is just one shy of the record set last January. WRAL reports about a third of those are incidental cases where the patient is actually in the hospital for a different reason, but even those cases put an extra strain on hospitals because those patients have to be isolated and often have to stay longer. In Orange County, health leaders are continuing to urge everyone to take extra precautions, including staying up to date on vaccines. 97.9 The Hill's Ava Pukach has more.
COVID-19 cases are skyrocketing. At UNC, more than 1,000 cases were reported from the campus community prior to the start of the spring semester. Over the last 7 days in Orange County, there were more than 1,700 cases. Orange County Health Department Director Quintana Stewart recently spoke with 97.9 The Hill about these changes in COVID-19 trends.
It's not looking great. We have lots of COVID circulating currently in the county. We are absolutely in a high transmission rate, as is every county across the state at this point. But the Omicron variant is here, in addition to some of the Delta variants still circulating.
Stewart said she's been in contact with UNC leadership throughout the pandemic about new safety protocols. She said UNC is like many other schools in the state, working to do the best they can with the information available to them.
I think there will never be a perfect plan to this COVID response because there are so many factors and things that are just unique to each community.
UNC is urging the campus community to receive their booster shots of the COVID-19 vaccine to keep the community safe. Now, booster shots are available for even more people. The Center for Disease Control recently announced its recommendation for the booster of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 12 to 15. Children ages 5 to 11 were recommended a booster of the Pfizer vaccine if they have compromised immune systems. Studies have proven a booster shot helps to lessen the effects of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The waiting time between vaccines and booster shots for Pfizer was also shortened to 5 months. Boosters for the Moderna vaccine are recommended 6 months post-vaccination, and the booster for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is recommended for 2 months after vaccination. According to CDC data, 75% of Orange County's population is fully vaccinated for COVID-19, and 95% have received at least one dose. Of the fully vaccinated population, 25% have received a booster dose. Stewart urged everyone now eligible to get their booster vaccine.
So we know that it gives a great layer of protection. It does not mean you're not eligible, you can't catch the virus, but they do seem to show very effectiveness. It's very effective against severe illness, hospitalization, and death.
Stewart said there's still more research being done, but booster shots of the COVID-19 vaccine could likely become an annual vaccination for the population, like a flu shot. Although cases are continuing to rise, Stewart said she's hopeful cases will peak soon, resulting in a decrease in the number of new cases. She said she believes everyone is still trying to figure out what the new normal will be surrounding the pandemic.
It feels like, you know, COVID is here and will be here with us for a while. So again, we just got to figure out how do we function and continue on in a safe way.
You can find more of our COVID-19 coverage by visiting our news section on chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.
Stewart says it's important to get tested for COVID if you're experiencing symptoms, but with demand for tests at an all-time high, Orange County is now requiring you to get an appointment ahead of time at its two testing locations at the Southern Human Services Center in Chapel Hill and the Social Services parking lot on Mayo Street in Hillsborough. Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver told 97.9 The Hill she's personally seen long lines at that location since December.
There's such a high demand for testing that the number of people in line to be testing was creating really long waits, and that sometimes people were having to be turned away. And this is reflecting, I think, what we're hearing a lot about in news outlets of every shape and size is a high demand on testing, plus the Omicron variant itself is just wreaking havoc on the workforce as far as just having enough people to staff testing sites has been a challenge as well. So I know that Orange County, I know the health department is working really hard to meet the demand of testing, but it is just really tough right now. One more indicator of the tremendous strain that this variant in particular, this wave of the pandemic, is putting on every aspect of our healthcare system, and why every person needs to do their part to, you know, minimize that strain as much as possible.
That's Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver there. If you need to make an appointment to get tested, you can visit orangecountync.gov to do that. Now we head up to New Jersey, where a suspect has been arrested in connection with a murder that happened in Chatham County nearly 2 years ago. 25-year-old Shaquali Javon Fisher was indicted back in June of 2020 on charges including first-degree murder in the killing of 20-year-old Emerson Batch in Bear Creek the month before. But Fisher eluded authorities and fled the state until earlier this week when he was arrested in Elizabeth, New Jersey. He's in Chatham County Jail now, awaiting a court date next month. Two other suspects in the murder are also in custody. In Raleigh, the State Bureau of Investigation says it's received a record number of reports of suspected online child sexual exploitation for the second straight year. Officials might have been hoping that number would drop in 2021 with more students back in school, but instead, the SBI received nearly 13,000 tips. That's 37% more than 2020 and more than 2.5 times as many as they got in 2019. One bit of positive crime news from around the state: officials in Charlotte say violent crime there dropped by 5% in 2021. And finally, back in Chapel Hill, where the local tourist industry has been struggling to navigate the pandemic for nearly 2 years now, hotels have been hit especially hard, but hotel officials say there have been a few silver linings amidst all the difficulty. Siena Hotel GM Anthony Carey shared his thoughts during our forum on the Hill last month.
In the hotel industry, we're used to hurricanes, we're used to power outages, we're used to snowstorms, ice storms. And there's always an end in sight, and so that keeps your mental health in check. This really challenged our industry. We still don't see, and we keep having a false sense of seeing it. You know, it's almost like a, you know, out in the desert, and we're looking, oh, there's the water. No, there's not. That's not the end of the pandemic. So that to me is the still number one cause of stress and anxiety in our industry, is not seeing the end and not knowing when it's coming. And so we are so uncertain. As we put budgets together and we put numbers together, we really don't have a good understanding of what's to come in 22. Still, and that's scary. What's been great through all of this is we really got to know our community more. As we came out of the restaurants being closed in May and opening back up, Orange County really stepped up and visited the restaurants and did tons of takeout and supported us. And shame on us for not getting to know our neighbors. We really became a neighborhood restaurant, and it wasn't just special occasions anymore.
That's Anthony Carey speaking there. You can hear the full discussion by hitting the Forum on the Hill tab on our website, chapelboro.com. 6:21 is your time. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Chapel Hill Tire. UNC Swimming and Diving is the latest team to be hit by COVID-19 issues. They've had to call off Friday's scheduled home meet against NC State. Their next scheduled meet is next week, Friday, at Virginia. Elsewhere in Carolina sports, UNC Field Hockey is welcoming back a Tar Heel legend. Three-time ACC Defensive Player of the Year Caitlin Van Sickle is coming back to Chapel Hill as an assistant coach. Van Sickle helped lead Carolina to a national championship as a player in 2009. And the Tar Heel baseball team has reason to celebrate, too. D1 baseball has ranked its incoming recruiting class as the number 22 class in the nation. UNC's season gets underway February 18th at home against Seton Hall.